from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Opening arguments are set for Monday morning in the New York hush money trial of former President Trump. Today, a full jury and alternates receded, and again, the defense tried to delay the case, saying the selection process was rushed.
Opening statements will be Monday in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. Judge Juan Merchan admonished the defense to stop filing letters, quote, targeting individual decisions one by one by one. The judge said he's entertained their motions and arguments, and there's nothing else to clarify or argue. Earlier Friday, the 12 jurors and six alternates were seated. Brian Clark, ABC News.
But not far from the courthouse, a man today took out pamphlets from a bag, tossed them around, and then set himself on fire. Tariq Shepard is the NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Public Information.
We do not believe he is. This was targeting any particular person or any particular group. We just, right now, labeling it as a sort of a conspiracy theorist, and we're going from there.
Police say the man from St. Augustine, Florida, is now hospitalized in critical condition. President Biden took jabs at his Republican opponent in a speech to union workers.
President Joe Biden receiving an overwhelmingly warm welcome from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. He used his remarks to take some veiled swipes at Republicans and his challenger, former President Donald Trump.
They learned that telling people you're fired is something to be laughed about. Not where I come from.
Biden made clear how he sees the choice voters have this November at the ballot box between Scranton and Mar-a-Lago values. Brittany Shepard, ABC News, Washington.
Republicans and Democrats advanced a $95 billion funding package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan to a House floor vote tomorrow. Stocks closed mixed for the day and lower for the week. You're listening to ABC News. A Maryland high school student is being held in jail without bond for allegedly planning to commit a school mass shooting. Montgomery County authorities say they learned about the plot from a 129-page document written by 18-year-old Alex Yee, who never had access to weapons.
Maryland has some of the strictest gun laws, and this may be a helpful thing that he found our gun laws an impediment to getting armed.
Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich at a news conference today. Someone dared to say they weren't blown away by Taylor Swift's new album.
Most of the reviews of Taylor Swift's new double album, The Tortured Poets Department, have been glowing. The BBC calling it vulnerable but vicious. USA Today saying it's hauntingly brilliant. But not everyone agrees. The headline in the New York Times review says Taylor Swift could use an editor. And Swifties did not like that. The comment section on the post on Instagram going crazy. Many saying the review needs an editor and calling the criticism misogynistic, though the writer of the review is a woman. You can decide for yourself. All 31 tracks of The Tortured Poets Department are streaming now. Jason Athenson, ABC News. Hollywood.
San Francisco Zoo will receive a pair of giant pandas from China. Mayor London Breed at a joint ceremony today in Beijing.
It's an honor that our city has been chosen for the first time to be a long-term host to giant pandas.
The pandas are set to arrive in the city by the bay next year. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.